So a catechist one day asked her little group, her little class of very young children, why is it important that we are quiet during Mass? And a little girl piped up, because people are sleeping. So just relax right now, okay? Well, today Jesus yet again opens his mouth in parables revealing hidden things and mysteries about his favorite topic, the kingdom of heaven. And one of the mysteries that Jesus reveals in these homey and simple and earthy images is that the kingdom of heaven is now. It's not that the kingdom of heaven is not, but it will be in the future when it comes. No, the kingdom of heaven began over 2,000 years ago with the mystery of the incarnation, when heaven came to earth and the Word became flesh. As Jesus himself says elsewhere in Scripture, the kingdom of God is in your midst. And so, another thing, another mystery that Jesus reveals today in parables about the kingdom of heaven is that our great God takes his time. Things grow. Things start small in the kingdom. And the kingdom of heaven is a process. We, however, we want things to happen instantly, because our world and our reality is so small that when things don't happen right away, we go into a panic because we think we're running out of time. But God is immense. God is God and we are not. As the scriptures tell us, to God, 1,000 years are as one day. And that God's ways are not our ways. And God's thoughts are not our thoughts. Church, that's what makes God, God. And so the kingdom of heaven grows organically. It is a process. Now, this parable that Jesus tells us today about the weeds being allowed to grow alongside with the good wheat is an illustration, I think, of what St. Peter tells us in his second letter, chapter 3, verse 15, when he says, think of our Lord's patience as an opportunity for you to be saved. Three things about this parable that I would like to suggest. The first thing is that this parable should cause us to examine our consciences, to really ask ourselves the honest question, are we weeds or are we wheat in the kingdom of heaven? Second thing about this parable is that the weeds are allowed to coexist with the wheat in the hope that the weeds may become wheat by the salutary and positive influence and example of the good wheat. Third, conversely, the good wheat must beware of the poisonous influence of the weeds, which in their early stages look like good wheat. And so it underlines the urgency that the good wheat is firmly planted in the soil of the Word of God and the teachings of Christ's church, so that they cannot be deceived by the weeds that look like good wheat. And the parables that Jesus tells us about the mustard seed and the leaven reveal the mystery that of the strength and the power of gospel virtues and fidelity to Christ, things that are so small in the eyes of the world. In other words, the kingdom of heaven is built with a different strategy than other historic empire building, which depends on capital and money. The kingdom's building tools, in contrast, are not mighty in the eyes of the world, but small. So St. Paul says in his first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 27, God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. And so, in other words, the smallest seed of one life fully converted to Christ and living his way is more powerful and mighty than automatic weapons and bombs and lots of money. In fact, that already happened when the small seed of 12 unlikely men caused a faith to grow throughout the world and throughout history, which became the largest of trees, larger than any kingdom or empire or nation in history, with branches copious and large enough for all to find their home. And so every one of our lives, hidden in comparison to the lives of the world's powerful, like leaven in measures of meal, when lived in fidelity and closeness to Christ and the righteousness of gospel values, is and can be powerful in the growth of the kingdom of heaven in our midst. Indeed, St. John Chrysostom, one of the four great fathers of the Eastern Church, challenges us. He says, if 12 men could leaven the whole world, how unprofitable are we that though so great a number, yet we cannot convert those that remain, we who should be enough to leaven 1,000 worlds. And so today, as Jesus plants the little seed of his body in us at communion, watered by his blood, let us bring that seed, which is Christ within us, to sow among the weeds of this world and contribute to the growth of the kingdom of heaven in our midst. Amen.